Okay, so tell me your name and tell me what your relationship with the store is.
Well, my name's Mary Lou Lawson, and the way I come about with Hill's Shoes is that I worked at Shoe Show, and my husband was the pastor of a church that Oscar and Barbara went to, and we got to talking, and I was dissatisfied with the Shoe Show, and Oscar needed help with his store that he was starting out. He just had one little room, mm-hmm. and the rest was groceries.
And you were kind of important in the decision to bring in shoes, weren't you?
I was. I even went and helped him buy shoes before I even started working for him.
Okay.
And so when I did come up here, we still had the gas pumps out front, and I told him that I didn't do gas, but I've done shoes. And so the shoe department was my part, and it was just one little room. And I was here a year, and we had so many customers they couldn't get in the door because the room was so small, and so we expanded.
And that was the expansion in the back, right?
Right.
Made the room bigger.
Made the room bigger. And we done so well then that year, it just kept growing. And the shoe part was mine. And Oscar and I did the most of what was done with the shoes. And somebody'd bring one back, and he'd bring it to me, and I would tell him whether it needed to be sent back or whether they could have credit or whatever. And me and him decided those things together. And we just got along good, and then it growed, and we had to expand some more.
And that's when it became the whole big store,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, it just...
It took over the groceries.
Took over the groceries. We did away with the gas and the deli and all that, and it just kept growing. So I was with them for 22 years, and I became sick. So I didn't want to retire, but the Lord retired me.
Okay.
And I've just got a lot of good memories with them.
Anything special you remember?
I remember one time that I caught this girl shoplifting.
Oh.
And I was here by myself. Dolores had run to the house, and Todd, he was out. So I made an excuse to come to the office, and I called Dolores, and she told me to keep them in the store. Well, the girl that was with the woman that had got the shoes, she went out. I couldn't keep her in. But the girl, I kept her in, but the lady, I couldn't keep her in. So when Dolores got here, she locked the doors, and we kept the girl in. And I went outside to the lady and opened her car door and told her that I had reason to believe that she had a pair of my shoes. And she reached in her glove compartment and pulled them out and throwed them at me, which could easily have been a gun. But when Todd come, he got on to me. He fussed at me. He told me I'd better never do that again. And it was just one thing after another. We just had a good time, and I enjoyed it. It was my life, and I just love them all, ever. Mm-hmm.
And did you know my grandma and grandpa, WC and Sarah?
Yes, your grandpa had already deceased when I come up here, but your grandmother, she would bring me coffee. I was the sweetest woman. I never will forget her. Every morning here, she'd come walking across the parking lot with me a cup of coffee. And just things. And then one time, I had some pretty flowers hanging out front, and somebody stole them. Stole the flowers off the porch. So we got to where we had to fasten them down with a wire to keep them from stealing our flowers out front. Barbara's dad and mother, I remember them coming up here, and I'd go down there, and he made me magazine rack, and I still have it, still mm-hmm. use it. And I'll never forget them. It was always, I've just got a lot of good memories from up here.
Well, we appreciate you.
And I appreciate you all, and you all have been good to me. And I just love y'all.
Well, we love you.
Every one of you. And just, I just wish that I was able to still work for you. It seems like it's partly my store. I mean,
well, you were very instrumental in making it happen, weren't
and,
you?
And I remember when Todd's and Dolores's, see, they got married after I come here to work. Mm-hmm. And when Kyla was born, Dolores would be busy at home with something and or gone to the bank, and Todd would have the baby here in the store, and it would cry, and I'd get it and take it out on the front porch and sit down and rock it to sleep. So I've rocked the babies, and I fed the babies, and I diapered the babies, so they seem like my grandchildren.
Well, I can see why. All right, thank you, Mary Lou.